Hi guys, this segment is going to be about me rating the WandaVision episodes and talking about them and going through. Definitely don't watch this if you want spoilers, but go ahead if you want spoilers. I will not go in depth on the last episode. I will go in depth on it on the next segment I'll be doing on the WandaVision series I have on this channel, because technically it's become a series. This is the third time. The next time I'll be talking about this will be the third time talking about the WandaVision series. Definitely the first episode, the first time I was talking about WandaVision was a little short clip, like 3 minutes or less, and it was just me giving you guys a link to WandaVision for free, because I thought you guys deserved to learn about this, because I definitely did not, and, you know, I just needed it, so I want to share it with you guys. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys in the next part. Okay, see you then. Hello guys, welcome back to another video on Hi guys, welcome. I hope you guys are well. Well, today I'm actually going to talk about the WandaVision episodes, like I said I was before, going to talk about. So I'm going to talk about each of them right now. I'm just going to type in WandaVision real quick. And I'm gonna just talk about what I feel and why I like the series so much. What the frick just happened? WandaVision. There we go. Okay. So WandaVision, I found on 123 Movies for free. You can watch whatever you want on this website. And I'm just glad that I showed you guys. As long as you just type in whatever you want to watch in their space bar, whatever you want to watch, like literally, all you have to do is just sign in, and you're like, you don't even have to create an account or anything. It's just free. So, yeah. Anyways, episode 1 was just shocking. I just want to see a recap. Episode 1 was genuinely... I already had done a bunch of research on episode 1, so I was just watching it for my enjoyment, because I already know what was going to happen in episode 1. So I just want to have like a little recap of what happened in episode 1, for myself to see what happened. So basically, episode 1, Wanda kind of just steps into her hex, Darcy likes to call it, her little hex, her little desired reality, whatever you want to call it. She steps into it and she's like, it's a little weird. It's a very weird type of dynamic they set up, and it's interesting because you don't normally see it in like different types of films and like Marvel movies and stuff like that. But the way they set it up, I'm excited for the finale. I was told the finale was gonna be like 2 hours long, so I'm getting myself ready for that. Maybe I'll do like a whole first reaction on that, but I'm excited, and I'll try my best not to watch any like reviews and stuff on it. So yeah. Well, WandaVision is gonna set up the story and the villain for Doctor Strange, the multi-universe of madness, which is starring one of my favorite actors as Miss America. It's something Gomez. I just don't want to say her name wrong. She was in the Babysitter's Club, which I watched like the first day it came out, and I loved it, obviously. And yeah, it's starring her, and I'm so excited because I love her. Like, she is an icon. She's like a actress like she's coming, she's becoming an actress. I'm really proud of her for going from Babysitter's Club to a Marvel studio, like, and working with all these big actors and actresses. I'm really proud of her. Really, really proud of her. Anyways, WandaVision, it starts off as, like, them just getting married and, you know, getting settled in their work and spaces and, like, house and stuff like that. And she meets her neighbor, Agnes, and Agnes comes out as a very strong and loving neighbor. She's not sus in the beginning. She's just, like, doing her thing. She's a neighbor. And she was just helping Wanda with, like, wifely things, and just, it was kind of like a sitcom that was, like, it was a sitcom, and it was, like, working really well, but there were some parts, like, when Mr. and Mrs. Hart come together, and they have this little stop it moment, like, stop it, and Mr. Hart is laying on the ground, literally about to die, choking on bacon, and Mrs. Hart is like, stop it, and it was like a whole different type of scenario, and I loved how it was like zooming in on their faces and the coloring, and I love the concept of, like, moving time, but it doesn't last long. Like, the fact that it doesn't last long just kind of devastates me, because I want to see what else they have to explore in that universe, like, outside those characters. And I just want to see what the frick is going on. What else? What the point of view of the townspeople that are supposedly under a hex or something? What is going on in their heads? I'm excited to see that. If they explore that in the finale, that will, you know, come through. But we haven't been renewed for a second season of WandaVision. Maybe we won't need it because of Doctor Strange 2. But maybe you won't need it. I'm not really sure. It just depends, but we haven't been renewed for a new season, so I'm excited to see if there's going to be a new season for WandaVision 2, season 2, and I definitely want to see more of Monica Rambeau, because she is a very major character, and obviously, I'm also here to talk about, she's the first Black woman to be in a Marvel studio kind of thing. Like, she's actually a superhero. She's not, like, one of those, like, side characters or a villain. She's not a villain. She's, like, a Marvel superhero. She's Spectrum, or whatever you want to call her. Or, like, Captain Marvel, whatever you want to call her. But she is there. She's ready to go. Really, really proud of her. I love that the actress that plays her kind of just, she's explored different types of things. She's explored her character Geraldine on WandaVision when she was in the Hex. People like to say Geraldine, but I have sister Geraldine. We call her Geraldine, so I'm just kind of sticking with that. But I love that she got to explore the different facial expressions and what was going on in that universe. It was just so fun. And yeah, moving on to episode 2. Let's see, what I want to kind of catch up to episode 2, because I kind of like lost focus on what kind of happened previously on WandaVision. Okay, so WandaVision, we're still in the sitcom era, and like, this episode is still them trying to fit in with the townspeople. There is some suspicious, like, sus moments with Agnes, and sus moments when she, like, finds the helicopter in the bush etc., like stuff like that. And when she finds the bee person, which is all explained in episode 7, I believe. So that this episode, there's really not much to say about it. Geraldine gets put into a magic box, and at this point you kind of tell that she's kind of sus about things, but it doesn't get like kind of hasty until episode 3, I believe. So this episode is kind of laid back, but it does have some key points with Agnes and Geraldine, or whatever you want to call her, Monica Spectrum. I'm here for it. Anyways, we're standing Monica. Why do I keep on saying Monica? Monica. We stand Monica Rambeau. Because Monica, it's amazing. Like, why not? Anyways, episode 3. I think this is... Okay, I'm going to kind of rate all of them. So, episode 1... I'll give it a 9 for the entry of the storyline and what the fuck is going on. It kind of just gives you into a trap, like you want to see more of it. So, it's definitely worth watching, if you definitely want to go around and see what is going on. Okay, yes, so this episode is where Wanda trusts Geraldine to give birth to her first child, which I believe is Tommy, and then Billy comes. Tommy's the, like, Scarlet Witch, like, he has, like, the powers of the Scarlet Witch, and then Billy has the power of his Uncle Pietro, which is speed. And yeah, there's a bit of susness in the character, the person that plays him, Evan Peters, and they're kind of like, why does he look like Quicksilver from X-Men, which were people are hoping to cross over universe with the mutants and stuff like that. And I'm excited because I love X-Men so much. So I kind of watch X-Men like mix match. I watched Dark Phoenix and it made me cry, like the first 11 minutes you see how the blue girl, I forgot what her name was, well, she died, and I started crying even though I didn't even know what was going on. It's the fact that I cried when I saw her dying. Like, I don't even know who you are, but we saw Wolverine. That was kind of fun. It was like hypeness. We love seeing like action movies, like Marvel movies. We went to see Black Panther when it came out. Like, it was so fun. Watching movies overall is so fun. Anyways, this episode is like kind of sus because at the end, all these episodes are sus, but at the end, Agnes says something to Herb, like, Geraldine, she doesn't even have a house here. Like, who is she? What is she doing here? She's sus. And then Vision kind of gets suspicious because he don't know who he is outside of the Hex and whatever is going on. Like, he's also getting sus, like, what the frick is going on? Like, let me out. Anyways, episode 4, I really don't... Okay, so episode 1 is a 9. Episode 2 is an 8 because it's kind of like, you know, it's chill, laid back, but it has some key points in it, obviously. And episode 3, I give it a 9 because of the child's birth and, like, some key points that you'll need in episode 6 going on to the finale. So, definitely needed this, but... Yeah, episode 3 kind of leads in into Geraldine's character, who she is, Monica, like, what happened. And, yeah... We're gonna see what happens. She's not really helping me here. Oh, episode 4 is where you get to go in depth behind the scenes outside of the Hex of what is going on. So this is the episode where you find out what's actually going on. Like, this is a key part. So I'm gonna give this episode a 10 out of 10 because it definitely did give like very good background stuff and overall background information that you needed. But inside, like on the set and like little pieces and like decor and what is going on around them was not accurate because Agent Wu said something about Sokovia, which is where Scarlet Witch is from, where Wanda's from. He said something where she was born, like 19 something something, and he actually got that wrong because what's this man's name called? The sword person? Yeah, the sword agent thingy him. Yeah. He put it on the files in the computer saying like 19 something something. It was like a year off. But that's the only thing that I could think of right now that was wrong with this episode. But overall, this episode's good. You did get to see more of Monica, what was going on, what is changing her, what's turning her into Spectrum. This episode is a 10 out of 10. Yes. Okay, episode 5. We're almost done. 3 more episodes to go. Just gonna wait for this to load. Previously on WandaVision. Okay. Brown skin from LA. And she got it. Okay, so the fact I love this concept, the concept of this episode where the twins kind of like age themselves. And I love how they keep on switching it back and forth. And this episode is actually based on Full House, which I love that series so much. Full House, Fuller House, I'm a Full and Fuller House fan. Like, loved Full House. I think I'd pick Full House over Fuller House just because I'm kind of like a back then person. I just think I'm not born in the right, you know, timeline. I'm more of a 2000s baby. Anyways, I love the concept of this episode. Again, you get to see more background information from what is going on during what's going on back outside of the Hex with Sword, what Monica's doing, what Starsea doing, what's Agent Wu doing. Like, the fact that I've memorized everyone's name and the fact that I'm probably not going to see Agent Wu or Darcy after this season, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're going to be fine. It's not like I'm panicking. But in this episode, Wanda has to get out of the Hex because they're bothering her. And she does not like to be bothered. And she kind of like, she's like, if you guys don't stop messing with me, you're gonna regret it, and you're just not gonna like overall what's gonna happen. So she gets mad, and the sword people still get at her, and she gets really mad. That's what happens in episode 6. Almost done. Okay, see. I would say this is probably the longest segment I've made since like about like a week now, I think. Anyways. Okay, so the end of episode 5, the fake Pietro came and it's like, ooh, like what is going on? And then I believe this episode is where, actually, no, I'm not gonna spoil it yet. Okay, so I'm gonna rate episode 5 a 9 out of 10. It was a good episode. You definitely did not need that episode. but you needed certain parts, like when Wanda came out of the Hex, etc. Like, stuff like that. What happened to Billy and Tommy? Them aging, them moving to a different house, like, what's going on? Like, you definitely did need some parts of that episode, but I think you could definitely fit that into episode 6 and make it a longer episode, but it's already 34 minutes and 42 seconds, so... I think we'll be fine. But the fake Pietro, we'll uncover what the frick is going on. As I said before, it looks like Evan Peters from X-Men and da 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 da, and it explains all why this whole thing's messed up. I got guns in my head and they don't go. And then Vision goes out to explore what happened in his past, what the heck goes on behind the Hex, and he goes, like, okay, definitely don't watch this if you're going to watch WandaVision, but, okay. But, yeah, I definitely did have to warn you guys about that. Anyways, Why am I tired? I don't understand. Vision goes out of the barrier to search out what the frick is going on, what his past is, and that causes Wanda to expand the Hex going outside, and she does not do this on purpose, and she does not know that she does not do this on purpose. So it's a whole nother problem that will come onto this. So then, meanwhile, Agnes is being sus over here. We don't even know what's going on with her. No one knows. Never. So, it's just going on. Everything's falling apart. And then Billy gets, like, something in his head. He's like, oh, my dad's dying. Then he tells his mom. And then his mom... It's practically all Billy's fault, because if Billy didn't tell his mom that his dad was dying, Vision would have found something else to do. La la la. I'm just kidding. But... she expanded the Hex, everyone was running, half of the people from S.W.O.R.D. turned into, circus freaks. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that, but they turned into circus people, and, you know, they did their thing. I think that's actually part of episode 7, maybe? I don't know. Let me know what you guys want to see. If the movie commentaries are just, like, not for you, like, what you want to see. Okay, so this episode, Monica decides to go back to the Hex, which she's been trying to do for the past 2 episodes. And she's been doing research on the Hex and what's going on inside the Hex. And they're just figuring out what is going on in the Hex, and
what's up, people?
And she's deciding what to do, and she, from the past episode, she texted someone to, you know, build some big machine that will get her through to Wanda. The Hex. She's building something that will get her through the Hex. And obviously that thing does not work. So, since she has superpowers now, Spectrum, she fights her way through and all parts of her come together. Her Geraldine side, or Geraldine side, her self before her mom died, herself now, herself in the, like, it's whole thing, and they all come together and they make Spectrum. So yeah, that's what happens. Then let's see what else happens. This episode, so obviously each episode has its own vibe, like Fuller House, sitcom, stuff like that, but today it was Modern Family vibes. So they made like a little Modern Family parody, and it was like kind of fun. And this episode, Vision and Darcy come together, because Darcy was also caught by the Hex, and Vision's able to, you know, like like touch people's head and go boom, and then like shock them out of the hex Wanda's put them through. And then he did that to Darcy, and then Darcy told him the whole story, the Infinity, the Endgame, the whole Avengers story came together. How he was Jarvis, how he fought, he was made to fight Ultron, but then he became Vision, and then etc. Watch Age of Ultron. Oh, and he can pick up Thor's sword because he's made, no, not sword, he's not that, Thor's hammer because he's made out of Thor's thunder. And it was kind of like a cool, like funny thing in Ultron, how everyone was trying to pick up his hammer and no one tried. And then Cap tried to like lift it. He lifted it a slight bit and then Thor got like really scared. He's like, yeah, that was close. And then Jarvis or Vision comes out of nowhere. He just picks up the sword like it's nothing, like Thor, and everyone just mouth drop like wide open. Anyways, I just wanted to tell that because that was like a cool funny thing that I saw in Ultron because I was rewatching it. And then Monica goes back to Wanda, try to warn her about whatever is going on in the hex, try to get through to her, but that didn't work out. Her twins ended up getting captured, and they end up getting captured. And then for the rest of these episodes, we don't actually get to see Monica. For some odd reason, up to episode 8, I don't see her. She kind of just vanishes, but in episode 7, we get a little sneak peek that she was looking for Wanda in Agnes's basement, and then she finds purple vines. And then she sees Evan Peters' character. And there's some suspicious thing, like theory that Evan Peters is Ralph, which is Agnes's husband, which he's referenced so much in the show. We're like, Miss Girl. So that's what's happened in this episode. And then episode 8, the final episode that we can access right now, is episode 8. And this episode is about her going through what actually happened before the whole hex. She went through to her childhood to the present day of making the hex and making her desired reality, whatever happened. That was this whole episode. I actually didn't cry in this episode. A bunch of people actually did, surprisingly. I didn't cry for some odd reason, but go watch it for yourself. I don't spoil this episode because this episode is very necessary for the finale and everything. So I'm excited for episode 9 and 10 to come out and watch it and stream it and do everything with it. I'm gonna make a, you know, finale video, 9 and 10 both together. And yeah, I'm gonna be so excited to watch it with you guys. Anyways, hope you guys really enjoyed this one. I was going to film a commentary on I still can't pronounce any of her freaking movies, but Automated or something. And I was like, I want to film a podcast, so I decided to film this instead because I did promise you guys I was going to film it. Hope you guys really enjoyed this. Make sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell, and, you know, do whatever you want to do. Follow me if you want. Don't skip the anchor ads if you want to help us out. And I forgot to do my intro, I think, so I'm going to do it now. Hi, it's your girl. Thank you guys. Hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It's 5:02 p.m. in America. And what time is it here? It is 10:02 in Ghana. I don't know why I couldn't have done that math, but it is March 1st, 2021. And I'm about to go to bed because I am super tired. Anyways, I've been yawning this whole entire segment. Anyways, and hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.